got in the house of the Lord this morning. That gun is all weathered and stormed.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you something, the Lord showed me some great things in this hurricane. Just a moment, I'm gonna tell you what they are. How many of these keep cash on me? Stop at the Citco over there at Connor, beside the old Ford place, truck being a little gas. Found one where it wasn't lined up, and prices wasn't $3.29 a gallon. Took and went and stored them. Paid the lady from the gas. I didn't pay no attention to the door when I went in. She took my money, and I was out there pumping my gas. Guy on the other side pumped over our election buttons like crazy. He was going to town on them buttons. And I looked at the lady over yonder, she was going to town on them buttons. Nothing was happening. He looked around her, he said, "You getting gas?" I'm like, "Yeah." "How are you getting gas? I can't get this thing to work." And I turned around and looked on the door, it said, "Cash only." Just because gas pumps are on, don't mean the internet works.
That's right.
Folks, keep cash on you.
Yeah.
You never know what you're going to need. And I'm going to tell you something. A tropical storm ain't the only thing that can take out the internet.
Right.
Yeah.
That thing is controlled by man.
Yep.
And he can cut it off.
Yep.
You say, "Preacher, I don't have to worry about man. I got thousands in the bank."
Mm-hmm.
Thousands in the bank don't do no good. Don't do a bit good. When you can't get it out.
Yep.
So I learned through this storm to always have cash. I know some people live literally with a Visa and a MasterCard, debit cards, you know. I've always been one that liked to deal with cash.
Yeah.
There are many reasons behind that. When I buy something in cash, the government don't know what I bought.
Yep.
Yeah. They don't know what my needs are.
Yep. Yeah.
Out of that card, they know what you bought, when you bought it, how many you bought.
Yep.
Just food thought. You know, none of that ain't too much on, well, I guess it is. God gives common sense to use.
Yeah, amen.
Amen. Depend on him, not on the government.
Amen.
Not on, you know, technology. Technology breaks down.
Yep.
Folks will tell you something. God don't remember break down.
Amen.
Amen. All right. That was one thing that I learned. There's others, I'm sure. God just ain't showed them to me yet. All right. Prayer list. Joseph Smith. Dean Teresa Smith. David. Carol Buck. Dean Chapman, Andrew Morgan, Kenny Brown, Darlene Strong, Gladys Keegan, Children's Home of India, Randy Winstead. Do pray for Randy. He's been in the hospital this week, had a heart attack. It's hard to know he's still there. Christian Morgan, Debbie, Madeline, Dorothy, Dorothy Buck, Jeremy Jones and family. Do pray for them. Neil, Kenna. Okay, Franklin Lillian and family. Amber Smith, Kayla, Anna, Addie, Megan Watson, Janice Hendrick, Kelly Pruitt, Emily, Jan Eagle, Phil, Devin, Jimmy Walker, Judith, Worth Little, Rose Buck, Jacob Ruiz, Lucy Chapman, Ernie Buck, Amy Claw, Lisa Buck, Edward Kirkland, Jason Smith, Kim Stigman, Ms. Brandon, Preacher Danny Black, Cindy and Rachel Hale, Conley family, Ms. Russell, Kenneth Jones, Ms. Evans, Barbara, Randy Corey, Tim Singleman, Randy Longman, Sherry's dad and sister, Ray Brown, Scotty, Kim Walker, Ellen Shook, Jacob Banner, Chris Crowley, Ben Reed, Darius Moser, Stormy Beaton, Bailey Smith, Shelby Family, Chris Waters' daughter, Christine Henson, Bill Patsy Penley, and Geraldine Chapman. Is there anything that's been added or took away from the list?
We'll say about Brother Bill talking to Miss Patsy yesterday. You know, cell phone service being in and out. Everybody's having trouble getting a hold of her. If I couldn't get a hold of her on the phone, we're just going to run over there because, you know, I think we're probably closer to her than anybody. Make sure she's okay because, you know, Bill's in the nursing home now. And she was telling me that he's actually in the hospital because he had blood clots, urinary tract infection, and they think he had another stroke. But she said it was like in the next few days or so that he was expecting to be able to go back to the nursing home. Like, he was clear about that good, but praise the Lord. He works out in his taxi, no trees on her house or nothing. Her power was still on, and actually there's some who stayed with her at the time. But I didn't even know if she had it about a day or that's worried she was, I don't know, stuck in her house or something, you know, she can't hardly get around. But pray for Preacher Stoney and Miss Stephanie. They're, you know, they weren't living in that barn anymore after the flood last time, but they had a bunch of stuff in there. They didn't have nowhere else to put it. They flooded real bad again, so I think they probably lost all that stuff that was in that barn. But, you know, the same board they weren't living in. They're getting them a house built over on some property, some river road. I want to say, it seemed like it was off River Road, maybe, but over, not far from Shady Road. Just building it a little along as they can, so just pray that the God would help them in that, and get that house built, at least enough where they can move into it. You know, they can get out of Travis's basement, because, you know, they were saying that when it rains hard, the water comes in there too, but not like flood, you know. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, they even got separate bedrooms or nothing, and living like that, or something, that other one happened. So just pray for it. I don't know that.
Where is, what, how many billion?
He's in Greens down at Lincoln, what used to be Brown Center.
Okay, Greens, okay, right down, yeah. Brady and Miles.
Yeah, yeah.
Anybody got anything on their heart this morning? If not, all the candidates will come in for you. I'm ready. there's a young man in what?
Thank you.
I'm reading. Okay, I feel she.
Looks like I did.
That you have to see this time.
Yeah.
There.
Still back.
Still back.
It's every way in, don't you?
Yes, it's true. Oh, yeah, Jenny, yeah, she comes here, she doesn't.
Yeah.
This is.
Grab her around a little bit forward. See that, yeah.
Uh-huh, oh. Oh, my dad?
Yeah.
Oh, come here, send the evening.
Yeah, a little old man. I got two, pleasure guitars up there, and I'm getting one up.
Oh, I can't get enough of the electric. I bought one one time, but it's not the same. Yeah, it's really not.
I don't think it was far, I thought it was going to learn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That could hold us.
Yeah. That's what mine was doing, so I gave it to dad, he traded it for some stuff for the ministry. It was just a cheap bakery, right, musician friendly or whatever.
Yeah.
I think it was Christmas special, $100 for a guitar and an amp set.
I paid my guitar.
Fisher.
James.
What's else?
Bomber Hendrix, whichever one should use it.
No, I don't think that. I don't think it'd do that.
She's a little bit shorter than her, so you couldn't miss her.
Yeah, no.
Okay, we're going to be back in the book of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. But before I get started, I want to say this. If anybody that's out there is watching, your church is closed this afternoon because of power shortages or whatever, we're open. We'll be here at 5 o'clock for evening worship. Our address is 1671 Mennonite Church, Road, Hickory. And more than welcome to come and visit us tonight if you haven't got anywhere else to go. That way, even though you ain't got power there, we got power here, and you're more than welcome to come and be with us. All right. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Find places, please stand. That's my name, you pray about that. How do you pray for us?
Lord, we just thank you for your word. Lord, we thank you that, Lord, you saved us. Lord, we're so glad to be your children. Lord, I'm so glad you love us. So glad you care about us. Lord, I just thank you for giving us this blessed holy truth. Lord, I pray it open our hearts. Lord, to receive it. Help the preacher, anoint and use it, hearing what you have for us this morning. And ask it in Jesus' name for this.
Amen. All right. I ain't used to having all those men. I get mixed up. I thought you probably didn't have. All right. I'll be seeing. All right. start reading again back in verse number 11. That's what we ended off Wednesday night. You know, we started in chapter 2 here, and you know, we find that the devil is, he's ripping and raging. I mean, he's at it.
Yep.
Amen.
But then when we get down to verse 13, things kind of turn around. But I want to read 11 and 12. It says, "For this cause God shall send them a strong delusion, that they shall believe a lie." Now listen to that. You believe a lie long enough, God's going to let you believe it.
Yeah, amen.
Amen?
Yeah.
"That they all might be damned who believe not the truth." Who is the truth?
Jesus.
Jesus is the truth. Always remember that, church. Jesus is the truth.
Amen.
"But have pleasure in unrighteousness." These people put their pleasures. They got joy out of being evil.
Yep.
Not believing the truth. Not knowing the truth. There's a price. But the wages of sin is death. You cannot win when you side with the devil.
Amen.
You can't win. There is no win. You might think life is luxurious down here. I mean, you go through life living for the devil, doing his deeds, and I mean, you might have the perfect life. But what kind of life have you got after life?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Amen.
When this body's dead and gone, what have you got then? Rich man begged Abraham to send Elijah back to warn his brothers.
Yeah.
Because after he got there, you know, that man had it made. You read the scriptures about Lazarus and the rich man. That rich man lived sumptuously.
Yes.
Yeah.
Clothed in purple.
Yeah.
He had everything. But then when he got to hell, he was a begging for a drop of water.
Yeah. Amen.
From the miser's finger. Now, get into verse 13, it kind of changes things. Listen here, it says, "But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you." And I'm going to tell you something, church. I thank God for every member, everyone that comes to this church. I thank God for you.
Amen.
You're important to this church. You might not think you are, but you are. I mean, you look on your hands, you got four fingers and a thumb. You lose one of them, you've lost a part of that hand.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. On this hand, if you'll look, one finger's longer than the other. Because part of that finger's missing. It got caught in the machine when I was young. But I want to tell you something, church. This little thing right here where they talk about, that's real. I can feel that, even though that finger's not there. Mm. You'll always miss that which is missing.
Yeah.
So don't think in your heart or your mind that you're not important to your church, because you are.
Amen.
You're missed when you're gone.
Yeah.
Yep.
Amen?
Amen.
So, you know, Paul here said, we are bound to give thanks always. Always. Think about that, church. Always is forever.
Yeah.
To God, for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God had from the beginning chose you through salvation, through sanctification of the Spirit, and belief in the truth. That word sanctification, I looked it up.
Yeah.
To change. The change brought about by God in a believer.
Yeah.
Beginning at the point of salvation and continuing through out the life of the believer.
Yes, amen.
Amen.
We're sanctified unto what? The Spirit. And belief of the truth. And like I said, the truth is Jesus.
Amen.
Folks, there's a lot in this little verse here.
Yes.
Because he has chosen you. Now, I know that the Jews are the chosen people.
Yeah.
I know that. Jews are chosen people. But we are chosen by God.
Yeah.
We have accepted his choosing. You know, we accept the fact that he chose us.
Yeah.
You know, there's people out there in the world that God has chosen, but they refuse to be chosen.
Yeah.
They refuse to accept the Lord Jesus Christ. They refuse to accept that gift that God has given them. And they have denied the Lord Jesus Christ. They have denied the Spirit. But it throws you back up to verses 11 and 12. That's those people.
Amen.
Because they refuse to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. Because they don't want to be a part of the church. God is turning over to that strong illusion that they believe a lie be damned. I'm glad today, glory to God, that I receive the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior.
Amen.
I'm glad this morning I know that I'm saved in the Lord.
Amen.
I'm glad to know that I am one of those chosen vessels that God has, through salvation, sanctified me through His Spirit. That I know.
Amen.
Folks, I want to tell you something. I am beyond the word belief. I know the truth.
Amen.
I know that I'm saved.
Amen. Yes.
There is no doubt. You cannot convince me any otherwise. I know.
Amen.
Because He lives in me, and I live in Him, and we're in the Father.
Yes.
Amen.
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 You didn't get up early enough this morning to convince me any otherwise.
Yeah.
I know there's a God. I know that there's a Jesus. And I know that there's a Spirit of God.
Yeah.
Amen.
I know that they're all one, but they're all separate.
Yes.
Yeah.
Had a black guy one time to tell me, "Oh, how can He be three but yet one?" How can I know? I'm going to tell you exactly how I know. Through faith.
Yeah.
Man.
Because I know the truth.
Yeah.
Amen.
I haven't been deceived, and I have not been turned over to a reprobate mind.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
There's no need for God to turn me over to a reprobate because I know the truth.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
When you get that bunch out there that tells you that they can live in their sin and God's all right with them, with it, then you know something has happened to these people.
Yeah.
They don't know the truth. They refuse the truth. They won't believe the truth. So God's letting them believe a lie.
Yeah.
But I know the truth.
Yeah.
Amen.
I want to know something this morning, church. Do you know the truth?
Yeah.
Amen.
I do. Amen. Glory to God. Now, what is the gospel? The gospel is the teaching of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, amen.
You know, when he ascended, you know, he told them, he said, hey, go out and spread the gospel. In other words, tell people about how I was born of a virgin Jewish girl.
Yeah.
Tell them how I lived my life. Tell the stories that you know. Send it on down the line. Go out into the world and proclaim Jesus as the one and only Savior.
Amen.
That my death on that cross wasn't just a death. It brought forth life. And to those who believe.
Amen.
Amen. So we're into He called you by our gospel. It is our gospel. It's my gospel. It's your gospel. It was Paul's gospel. Everyone that has accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior this morning, church, is your gospel.
Yeah.
It's what we teach.
Yeah.
It's what we preach. It's what we sing about.
Amen.
It's what we tell the world about.
Amen.
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 Of our Lord Jesus Christ, you, by our gospel to obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. We obtain it, church.
Yeah.
We got ownership of it. We're responsible for it. You realize that?
Yeah.
Today, as a Christian, you are responsible for spreading the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You are responsible for telling people about Jesus.
Yes.
Even though they're sitting there slapping it back in your face, you're supposed to smile and go your merry way. How many people do you know that if you hand them a bowl of ice cream, they're going to look at it and go back at you? But the gospel, if you hand them a bowl of the gospel, some folks will throw it back in your face. You believe that stuff? You actually believe a man died and saved you, you're going to go to heaven because he died? Yes, I do. Folks, I'm more than believing. I know it.
Man.
Folks, not knowing. To me, that's more powerful than believing. When I know for it to be a fact, I love it.
Okay.
It says, therefore, brothers, stand fast and hold the tradition. But you have been taught, whether by word or epistle. You know, word is, or, you know, Paul would go preach to them, and epistle is a letter.
Yeah.
However you got it, let's hold to, stand fast to what you believe. Stand fast to it.
Yeah.
Don't give up on it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
We're going to stop right there because of time, but we're going to pick back up in the morning, this afternoon. But I want you to realize something today. Folks, you are a chosen. Remember what the Lord told Ananias about Paul?
Yeah.
He is a chosen vessel.
Yeah.
Folks, God has chosen you.
Yes, amen.
Remember that.
Amen.
It is an honor to be a Christian. It's not nothing to be ashamed of.
Amen.
It's an honor and a privilege to me to be able to stand up here this morning and to tell you about Jesus.
Amen.
It's an honor to spread the word of God. It's an honor to be one of His children.
Amen.
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 there was only more Christians in the world to stand up and say, hey, I'm glad to be a Christian. You know, they wrote that song, and I stand behind song 100%. I'm glad to be, American. Is that right?
Be American.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. Somebody needs to rewrite that song, that I'm glad to be a Christian.
Yeah.
Amen. Don't get me wrong, I'm American all the way.
Yeah.
Can't help it, I was born one. I mean, a man's born on the 4th of July, you know, he's got to have some kind of love for his country.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you something. I'm more glad and happy.
Yes.
And proud to be a Christian.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
After all, when I'm no longer an American, I'm going to be a Christian.
Yeah, amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
And when you're not going to be an American preacher, well, when I'm pushing daisies up from the bottom side, then I'm no longer an American.
Yeah, amen.
I'm a citizen of a different country than
yes.
Amen. Amen. All right, we will see you at 5 o'clock. Like I said, if you don't have a church to come to tonight, you're more than welcome to come and be with us. 1671 Mennonite Church Road here. All right. Maybe we'll get some visitors tonight. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Pray for that.
Yeah.
Okay. Matthew, we'll let you pray now. Okay.
Lord, I thank you for letting us come to your house today. I thank you so much for God working by your mighty hand. The building is safe and the power is on and the roads were clear enough for us to get here. Lord, I thank you for that. God, I thank you for each one that's here and the fellowship that we've had and the preaching of the word. God, I pray that it would be effectual in our hearts and lives. God, that you would ever draw us closer to you by it and by the work of your Holy Spirit. Make us those witnesses you have to be. God, I pray that you would be in us that which we cannot find in ourselves, God. That you would sustain us and speak through us those words that are equal to the lost entire world. God, I pray that you forgive us when we fail here so weak before you, Lord. And God, I pray that you would give us all a very restful afternoon and that you keep us safe. And I pray that you bring us back safely. This evening, Lord, and I pray that maybe some of you don't have a church to go to because of the circumstances might come in and join us. And God, that your name might be lifted up in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. All right. God bless you. We'll see you this evening.
Yeah, that's what we got. Usually, yeah, they're usually pretty drunk on the spot about getting stuff.